Harry, Ron, and Hermione turned quickly, edging along the second row to three still-empty seats right behind Mr. Weasley, one none other than Dobby the house elf's former owners, Lucius Malfoy, his son Draco, and a woman Harry supposed must be Draco's mother. Harry and Draco Malfoy had been enemies ever since their very first journey to Hogwarts. A pale boy with a pointed face and white blonde hair, Draco greatly resembled his father. His mother was blonde, too, tall and slim. She would have been nice-looking if she hadn't been wearing a look that suggested there was a nasty smell under her nose. "Ah, fudge," said Mr. Malfoy, holding out his hand as he reached the Minister of Magic. "How are you? I don't think you've met my wife, Narcissa, or our son, Draco." "How do you do? How do you do?" said Fudge, smiling and bowing to Mrs. Malfoy. "And allow me to introduce you to Mr. Oblansk. Oblansk. Mr. Well, he's the Bulgarian Minister of Magic, and he can't understand a word I'm saying anyway, so never mind. And let's see, who else? You know Arthur Weasley, I dare say?"
It was a tense moment. Mr. Weasley and Mr. Malfoy looked at each other, and Harry vividly recalled the last time they had come face to face. It had been in Flourish and Blot's bookshop, and they had had a fight. Mr. Malfoy's cold grey eyes swept over Mr. Weasley, and then up and down the row.
"Good Lord, Arthur," he said softly, "what did you have to sell to get seats in the top box? Surely your house wouldn't have fetched this much?"
Fudge, who wasn't listening, said,
"Lucius has just given a very generous contribution to St. Mungo's Hospital for Magical Maladies and Injuries, Arthur. He's here as my guest."
How nice," said Mr. Weasley, with a very strained smile.
Mr. Malfoy's eyes had returned to Hermione, who went slightly pink but stared determinedly back at him. Harry knew exactly what was making Mr. Malfoy's lip curl like that. The Malfoys prided themselves on being pure bloods. In other words, they considered anyone of Muggle descent, like Hermione, second class. However, under the gaze of the Minister of Magic, Mr. Malfoy didn't dare say anything. He nodded sneeringly to Mr. Weasley and continued down the line to his seats. Draco shot Harry, Ron, and Hermione one contemptuous look, then settled himself between his mother and father.
"Slimy gits," Ron muttered, as he, Harry, and Hermione turned to face the field again. Next moment, Ludo Bagman charged into the box.
"Everyone ready?"
he said, his round face gleaming like a great excited Edam.
"Minister, ready to go?"
"Ready when you are, Ludo," said Fudge comfortably.
Ludo whipped out his wand, directed it at his own throat, and said,
"Sonorous!"
and then spoke over the roar of sound that was now filling the packed stadium. His voice echoed over them, booming into every corner of the stands.
"Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup."
The spectators screamed and clapped. Thousands of flags waved, adding their discordant national anthems to the racket. A huge blackboard opposite them was wiped clear of its last message, "Bertie Bott's every flavour beans, a risk with every mouthful," and now showed Bulgaria 0, Ireland 0.
"And now, without further ado, allow me to introduce the Bulgarian national team mascots."
The right-hand side of the stands, which was a solid block of scarlet, roared its approval.
"I wonder what they've brought," said Mr. Weasley, leaning forward in his seat. "Ah!"
He suddenly whipped off his glasses and polished them hurriedly on his robes.
"Vela! What are Vela?"
But 100 Vela were now gliding out onto the field, and Harry's question was answered for him. Vela were women, the most beautiful women Harry had ever seen, except that they weren't, they couldn't be human.